Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey on this great Easter Sunday. We're going to take a look at the readings, of course. But first of all, I wanted to read something that Pope Francis wrote. Jesus is risen from the dead. This message resounds in the church the world over, along with the singing of the Alleluia. He remained 2 days in the tomb, but his death contained God's love in all its power, released and made manifest on the third day, the day we celebrate today, the Easter of Christ the Lord. The words heard by the women at the tomb are also addressed to us. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Death, solitude, and fear are not the last word. There is a word that transcends them, a word that only God can speak. It is the word of the resurrection. Christ has made good on all he promised. He is truly risen. Do you acknowledge that? That Jesus died for you? That no matter what your situation, if you're in prison for something that you've done wrong, if you're in the hospital, whatever the circumstances of your life, if you're peaceful at home, whatever the situation may be in your life right now, but Jesus has made good on everything he promised. He is truly risen. And that's why you and I have an eternal life awaiting us. My goodness, brothers and sisters. You know, honestly, I can't even imagine it or think about it. I just keep thanking him. Thanking him after I go to confession. Thanking him after I receive communion. Thanking him for his goodness to us. It's beyond price. Way beyond price. Impossible without what God did for us in Christ. Open your heart. Please open your heart to him this day. We take a look now at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 37 to 43. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those who oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." Brothers and sisters, never say that, "Oh, that doesn't matter to me," or "that's not important to me." Jesus Christ died for you that you might live. And his death has brought us all these gifts. But how much do we appreciate them? How much do we thank him? Sometimes the only word I can say as I come back from communion is, "Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you." I say it over and over again. Or I say, God, I love you. Thank you. Whatever you might say to him before or when you receive communion, thank him. Thank him that he died, that he might walk with you and serve me in our lifetime here, that we might see him in heaven. Brothers and sisters, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say his mercy endures forever. The right hand of the Lord has struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord this has been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. And then we read from the letter of Paul to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, do we think about where we're going? Do we think about the day when you are going to die and I am going to die? Are we ready to meet him? Brothers and sisters, I've often just taken some time and asked my own self those questions. And sometimes I've had to say, no, I'm not ready. Oh, brothers and sisters, draw near to God at least once a week. Say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. If you can say it every day, just make it part of your daily prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for loving me. God will hear your prayer. Chapter 20, verses 1 to 9. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and took them. They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him. So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. I don't know how you see this, but I have to say to you, these are just some of the most miraculous moments and words that I've ever heard, that they went to the tomb with Mary of Magdala. They went to take care of things, and the tomb was open, and it was still dark, and the stone had been removed from the tomb. Can you imagine what that would be like to say, I know we buried him here. Where is he? Where is he? And it says here in the Gospel of John, She ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived from the tomb first. And he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. Brothers and sisters, think of it. You buried him. You come back the next day, and they think somebody took him from the tomb. They didn't know what. My goodness, can you imagine the shock, the pain that they had experienced, and this incredible joy that they're experiencing? They said, "Rejoice, and O you who grant resurrection to the fallen." And the women, when they reached your grave and did not find your most pure body, wept pitiable tears and said, "Could he have been stolen? Could he have been raised? The one who foretold his rising even before his passion. Truly, Christ is risen, who grants resurrection to the fallen." Taking blameless courage from the voice of the angel, prudently the women answered him, "Truly the Lord has risen, as you said. You have shown us by both word and attitude that the merciful has risen indeed." Mingling joy with fear and happiness and grief, the women returned from the tomb to the apostles, and they said, "Why are you downcast? Why do you hide your faces? Let hearts be on high. Christ has risen. Form your choirs and say with us, 'The Lord has arisen. The one born before the morning star has shone forth.' So do not be sad, but sprout again. The spring has appeared. Flower your branches with a harvest of fruit, not misery. Let us all clap our hands and say, 'He has risen, the one who grants resurrection to the fallen.'" And that was written by St. Romanus the Melodist, who lived in 565. He was a deacon in Constantinople who composed several chanted sermons. May God bless us today on this great day. Happy, happy, happy Easter, brothers and sisters. And may you enjoy the day as we all will be.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.